goes from the start right to the end. I want to swim in the part of the pool where the water's over my head. Get up and try and try again. Get up and try again. Nothing works so good.
Good morning and welcome to Fringe Radio. Sorry about that. I had a bit of a mic issue and I'm not sure if I've resolved it, but I think I have. I'm Damien and I'm going to be here for the first few minutes of Fringe Radio this morning because Matt's presenting this morning, but he's just had to shoot off on an errand. So I'll open up the show. I hope you're having a great Fringe and had a great first weekend. And today, there's not so much on the schedule, but hopefully you've got your program out every morning and you're working out what to go and see. So today at 3 p.m. the Imaginarium opens, which is at the Megan Dickinson Gallery on Rust Ave, just by the railway bridge. And tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock we've got Meg O'Halloran, who I think is the driving force behind the Imaginarium. There's lots of people involved. She's going to come in and talk to us about what it is, what the concept is, and what you can expect. It's a pretty insane, I guess you'd call it performance art. And opens at 3:33 p.m. every day. And you can turn up any time, so it's sort of an ongoing piece. That's cool. And then at 6 p.m. tonight, there is coming out a Rainbow Psychodrama Workshop, which is, if you just bear with me for one sec, at Northland Youth Theatre tonight at 6 p.m. The event information says, coming out can be a challenge for rainbow people. Whangarei Proud, in collaboration with psychodramatist Sarah Crane, offer the dramatic methods of psychodrama to role-play and explore coming-out experiences and offering and receiving responses by both rainbow people and allies in a safe and unconditionally supportive environment. So if that sounds like something that you'd enjoy being part of, the tickets are $20. It's a 2.5-hour workshop. And if you're from the rainbow community, it's free. 6 p.m. at Northland Youth Theatre, which is down at the end of Lower Dent Street, just where it kind of curves back and turns into, I can't remember which other street it is, but Lower Dent Street down at the on the Hihiawa Peninsula next to the Hihiawa Cultural Centre. So that's at 6 p.m. And also at 6 p.m., Rumour Has It, which is the Thomas Sainsbury show, 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. at 116. That show has... Both of those shows have sold out. So if you were hoping to see Thomas Sainsbury, you're out of luck. But it's great that he sold out. That's awesome. So I'm going to chuck some music on for a second, and I'll be back shortly with some reviews of yesterday's shows.
Christmas rain.
Okay, that was Moon by Domi and J.D. Beck and Herbie Hancock. I realised I should have played something by Luna Vella. That's what I had planned, but just getting organised. So Luna Vella are playing at Whangarei Fringe this time round. And Luna Vella is a new band by Steve Mathewson, who was in Collapsing Cities. Sardonic indie rock is apparently the genre or the subgenre. And I'll play you a track in a minute called Elevators, which, you know, I had it all organized, but it doesn't always come together. I was going to play the track and then also plug our main guests today on Fringe Radio, who are Glenn Davidson and Mike Lyon from Mermaid Bait. And they're coming in to talk about their groundbreaking, I think wouldn't be hyping it too much, elevator tour, which is happening later on in the week. Well, it's happening at the end of the week, Saturday the 8th of October. So they're basically doing a tour of all the elevators in Whangarei, which you might think might be quite a short tour, but I think they've found maybe four or five elevators, and of course they don't go very high because there aren't any high buildings in Whangarei, but somehow they've managed to persuade the people who own the buildings with elevators in to let them play a song or maybe even a set. So I think the idea is you travel around with Mermaid Bait and then finish up with a rock out at Astro Boy. So you can find out on Mermaid Bait's Facebook page for locations and all that sort of stuff. I think all that wasn't quite finalized when the program got put together. Putting the music back into Muzak is the strap line for that. So Mermaid Bait really going out there and doing something very fringy, and of course it'll be lots of fun, because if anyone knows how to have fun, it's Glenn Davidson, usually at the audience's expense. Well, usually at my expense, but that's okay. I always forgive him eventually. All right, so let's play a track by Luna Vella from the new album Imposter Syndrome, which is called Elevators. Don't you hate it when that happens? You know, you press play and then that little timer thing starts going. So just bear with me one second. I will find a better way to play it. And to avoid any dead air, I'll just chuck these playlists back on. Okay, here is, hopefully, Elevators by Luna Vella.
Into a million different people.
Sorry about the interruption to the end of the song. That was Luna Vella and Elevators. And Luna Vella are playing here on Saturday at 116. At what time? 8:30 p.m. God, Saturday the 8th of October is a huge day. If you look on your programme, I don't know how many acts there are, but there's a lot on that day. So Luna Vella, 8:30 p.m. at 116. Tickets are $10 and $15. Ridiculously cheap, like most other things in the Fringe Festival. So, yeah, I like that. Actually, I didn't know really what to expect because I'm not familiar with collapsing cities. But apparently, I'm having a look on a web page that says Imposter Syndrome, the album that comes from, is an album celebrating universal themes, sexuality, sobriety, and sad tearjerkers. And I might play Next of Kin because this article I'm reading says that one's a particular highlight, a dream pop sound. So I'm getting my pop subgenres sorted these days. I was into Baroque pop yesterday, which actually I realized the defining feature, well, not necessarily of Baroque pop, is harpsichords. So I played a Beatles track from Rubber Soul. I can't remember what it was called, but harpsichord, and Tori Amos song Almost by Mistake, which also had harpsichords in it. So I thought it was more about orchestration and, you know, harmonies and that sort of stuff. Anyway, so Luna Vella, I like it. Dream pop. I'm feeling quite hip. Up with the play on the genres. Okay, so I've told you what's on today. So we've got two sold out Thomas Sainsbury shows, the Coming Out Rainbow Psychodrama Workshop and the Imaginarium at 3 o'clock. And we've got Glenn and Mike coming in at 11 to, oh, they're going to play some music as well. I forgot to say they're going to do an unplugged in the studio session. I'm calling it a session, which implies that there's at least three songs. And talking about their elevator tour and how that came to be. They'll be talking to Matt because he'll be here by then and I will be at work. So yesterday, what happened? Well, Hearty and Me Hearties went ahead bravely in spite of fairly atrocious weather. It just kept raining and sort of cleared up at about 2 o'clock just when Hearty and Me Hearties finished. And Shayla, who's one of the actors in the play I'm doing, was there, and she got very wet and said everything got soggy and it was just a struggle, and the parade had to keep stopping to shelter under tarps and things when the rain started. So good on everyone for getting out there. Unfortunately, I didn't make it because I was here and then I had to get organized for a rehearsal. So I hope it was a lot of fun. I've watched the video that's been made of it, and it looked great. It looked like everyone doing what you do in Whangarei, which is working with what you've got, making the most, and not letting bad weather put you off. And bad weather doesn't usually ruin things here, but sometimes it does. But I don't think it ruined Hearty Me Hearties. So great to see everyone out there. And then there were performances of Back to Square One, the last performance of that at the Hihiawa Cultural Centre. And if you'd like to know about that show, there's a great review at theatreview.org.nz by Penny Fitt, our very own Penny Fitt, who turns out is a great reviewer. Wrote a really spot-on review of that show. And then later on yesterday afternoon was In Tangential 2, the willfully obscure and genre-bending multimedia, multi-everything show, which sounds like it went quite well. It was lots of fun. And then at 6:30, Elevator Comedy with Gavin Hewitson and Thomas Chapman. And I had an interesting conversation with, I don't know if you managed to hear it, but I guess with comedians, you just sort of have to go with the flow. But Gavin and Thomas were performing an Elevator Comedy together. And Thomas told us an interesting story about going to an orgy, which I said, is that in your show? And he said, oh, no, that's just a story from my life. And I thought probably probably, I think with comedians, that you have to be prepared to go all the way and say the unsayable, and that's probably why we go and watch comedians. And Thomas's story, you can listen to it on the podcast in its all its glory if you want to, if you can find it. So they came in at about 11. So if you go to the podcast and go about 2 hours in, then you should find it. But anyway, I can summarize it for you. He found an ad in the classifieds, and in the newspaper, you know, the sort of classified ads, for an orgy, and he went to it, and it sounded, it was funny the way he told it. And we were discussing comedy and what's the difference, but you know, what makes someone funny, and it's basically the ability to tell a story with sufficient detail and good comic timing, and you know, and land it and make people engage people and make them laugh. And he certainly could do that. He didn't strike me as a very funny person initially. I thought, he doesn't seem, you know, he's quite low key and sort of, but anyway, so that was enjoyable. We just chatted away about stuff like that. And I was hoping to go to the show, but I didn't make it in the end, cause I was tied up with preparing, rehearsing for the show that I'm doing, which is called Like Sex, which opens at the Octagon Theatre this Wednesday at 8 p.m. Still tickets available. They're only $10 or $15, which, considering the amount of work we've put in, is pretty reasonable, I have to say, although I'm probably biased. And it's a great show. It's a really, true play, an honest play, a perceptive play about relationships, particularly at the early part of our lives when we're getting into relationships and sex and trying to work out what it all means and whether we love someone or we don't, or whether we just go ahead and have sex with them anyway, and we usually do, and then we pick up the pieces afterwards. And I think we've all been there. Some of us, it was quite a while ago, but I guess for me, ultimately, anything that's about relationships, I'll probably be interested in it. There's nothing to me more interesting than watching humans, or two humans, or a human, trying to work out how to do relationship, how to be in relationship. And I don't think that ever changes, no matter how old you are. So, yeah, that's Like Sex. We've also got two shows at 116, one on Friday this week, Friday the 7th at 6:30 p.m., and one next Wednesday at also at 6:30 p.m. So today's a little bit of a slower day in terms of what's on. Tomorrow picks up a few more things. So in addition to the Imaginarium, there is Access at 3 p.m. And Access sounds like an interesting show. It's one of those shows you kind of read the description and you think, I wonder what that is. So the description goes like this: a new performance artwork by Hamish Annan, exploring human connection and emotional vulnerability. Access brings a subversive lens to the performance of masculinity. I would say probably most of us men need to go and see it. And I think it might be maybe a little bit challenging, which is always good. And a performance artwork, so you've got to be probably ready for just about anything. I love going to see things that blow me away, or, you know, confront me, challenge me, make me think, push me out of my comfort zone. I feel like Access might do that. Even though I think of myself as, you know, a pretty woke sort of human being, there's probably some improvements, some tweaks to my wokeness, so I'm always open to that. So Access is at 3 p.m. and that is at 116. Oh, he's got two shows tomorrow, Hamish Annan, so one at 3 p.m. and one at 8:30 p.m. And it's free! Oh my God, we've all got to get down there. It's free, so $10 or $15 is virtually free, but this is actually free. It is 18+, so let's get down there. I'll have to invite my men's group to that. I think that would be a good thing for us all to go to. All right, and then there's the Imaginarium at 3 p.m. In fact, the Imaginarium's at 3 p.m. every day until, the end of the festival? Yeah, the end of the festival. So it goes every day from 3 p.m. till midnight till the end of the festival. So it's almost as amazing as Fringe Radio, which is on every morning from 9 till 12. Well, it is. It's better than Fringe Radio. Fringe Radio is great. It's much easier when there's someone else in the studio to talk to, but I'm talking to myself and to you, dear listener, about what's on tomorrow. And so there's Access, there's Imaginarium, there's Pachacacha, which is a format for a show that basically you have a number of presenters, let's say 10, and each of them has can do a presentation which consists of 20 slides, and they talk to each slide for 20 seconds. I think I've got that right, which means that each presentation is about 6 minutes and 40 seconds long or something like that. Anyway, and it's one of those great things. If you hate what you're watching, you know it's going to be over soon. If you like it and it's done well, it can be a really great, concise, focused way to dive into a world that often you know nothing about. So I can remember one that blew me away was a guy who was doing a presentation about the Whangateo Harbour, which is down towards Auckland. It's one of the harbours near Omaha, that area, that sort of area of the country. And he showed some amazing pictures of mangrove swamps with sand. You know, not you'd think of mangroves normally as muddy, but mangroves can grow in sand. And, you know, it's pictures of people snorkeling through mangroves in clear water, which looked really cool. And I've always wanted to go there, but I never got around to it. So Pachakacha is on tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And I think it's here at 116. And it is not going to break the bank either. It is... Ollie, I'm not doing very well with my getting through the... finding my way through the program. Here we go. It is $5. It's 2 hours long, and it's at 116. 20 images, each auto-advancing after 20 seconds. So you've got to... You can't and ah. You've got to get it nice and concise. So it's 12 artists, 20 slides for 20 seconds each. So each artist has 20 images to go with their presentation. And if the image is powerful enough and the words that they're putting with it work, then it can be really, really enjoyable. And there's nothing like being talked to by a real person either. So I strongly recommend that. And $5, let's face it, you can't really go wrong. So that's tomorrow. All right, let's have another track from Luna Vella while we wait for Matt to arrive. And let's play that one, Next of Kin, which I think I don't know if it was released as a single, but it sounds awesome. So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, that was a bit of a sudden ending. Oh, that was a good track. You know, it's one of those instantly likable tracks. I like the, you know, the dream pop vibe and his voice. I always think voice is really important. You know, I always think if the voice has an element of yearning in it, I'm going to like it. And that one did, sort of subtle, not too in your face. But anyway, so that's Luna Vela, second track played by them. And I think that, you know, the more you research or get into or listen to something before you go, the more likely you are to enjoy it. So I like, for me, meeting people in the studio and talking to them about their shows makes me want to go and see their show. It just sort of gives me, I don't know, not a reason to go, but like an interest in it, which reading a description in the program doesn't always do. You kind of think, well, I don't know if I'd like that. So thank you very much to Tim, who dropped by yesterday for some, I have to say, sort of vague reviews of shows that he thinks he was at. I suppose that's better than nothing. But he followed up that rather average performance in the studio with, in torrential rain, thrusting flyers for the show that I'm doing, Like Sex, into people's hands all over the place. And some people turned up to the rehearsal holding a soggy flyer and said, this random guy gave us this flyer and they recognize someone in it and they're going to come and see the show. So that's how it works. Shoulder tapping people. Facebook is notoriously bad for people say they're going and then no one turns up. So anyway, still doing Facebook. So what else happened yesterday? Open Up Your Heart definitely happened because I was here when they were setting up, but I wasn't able to go, unfortunately. And that was a musical event which, from the description, wasn't so Brian Baker's jaw-dropping guitar skills, Coda Muso dropping some serious beats, and experimental vocalist Inora Flowers singing and rapping in Lithuanian. I mean, that is fringe right there, isn't it? Just an absolute mashup. But unfortunately I didn't make it, so if anyone did make it, I'd love to hear about it. Send us an email with a review on it to bark@beagleradio.co.nz, or drop by the studio. And hopefully the coffee will be flowing quite soon. No sign of the barista yet. Maybe they are still in bed and maybe they needed a lie-in. Okay, so that's Tuesday. Told you about what's happening Tuesday. Access is free. The Imaginarium's free. And the Imaginarium, you can stay for as long as you like. You could be there from 3:33 p.m. until 12 midnight if you want to. You'd probably see some pretty out there stuff, and you might even become part of the Imaginarium yourself. That's possibly a risk you would take if you hung around there long enough. But yeah, so that's probably performance art if you had to define it, or an installation, a live installation, something like that. Then there's Pachakacha at 6 p.m. at 116, and then a second show of Access at 8:30 p.m. Okay, and then on Wednesday, the Imaginarium continues, obviously, and then there's some theatre, Chopin's Last Tour, which sounds like an interesting show. I think it's a one-person show, and it's the story is about Chopin, the composer. Chopin, 1848, Chopin is in Scotland. There are revolutions in Europe. His father has died. His relationship with George Sand is over. His health is failing rapidly. He has to give a recital. A story about Chopin's feelings, relationships, life and music, and an insight into the type of person Chopin was. I mean, the Chopin I've heard, I like. So I'm keen. It's only, this one's a little bit more expensive, $30 or $25. And there will be a review of that by our very own Alice Fairley on Theatre View after that. So that's on Wednesday the 5th, 6:30 p.m. at 116. And also on Thursday the 6th of October at 6:30 p.m. at 116. So that's Chopin's Last Tour. And there's some comedy. And I've got a particular interest in this one because it's Kipling and Hawani and their show's called Intense Tiger Fist, the Intense Tiger Fist Comedy Tour. And Kipling is Whangarei born and bred. He was once in a very, should have been performed at the Fringe. It was a play about a family of meerkats. We had a lot of fun with that. He played one of the meerkats. That was his big break, and now he is back at Fringe with his stand-up comedy show. And it says, Kipling and Hawani are two of the funniest, silliest, award-winning, up-and-coming stand-ups in Aotearoa. So, you know, Fringe is not a hype-free zone, but that's okay. You've got to get the audience somehow. Bringing you their best half hours to make you laugh, to make you cry with laughter. You will embrace the intense tiger fist. Brackets, we aren't sure why it's called that either. So I guess with stand-up comedy, you just go along and hope for the best. It can be great, and it can be not so great. And then I think the next show after that is called Snowcock. In the program, the O of cock is asterisked out, which I thought was unnecessary since it's a Fringe event. And the story about that, so we're going to be having a chat with the performer Ben Caldwell, who the story is, I think he worked for Manawatu District Council, and a phallus-shaped cloud was on some sort of weather thing, and it became viral. And I was like, "Well, you made a show out of that?" Apparently, he did. Matt's here, thank God, because I've been talking to myself for quite some time.
Sorry, now. I got stuck at the airport.
That's all right. It happens. I'm previewing what's up because there's not much on today.
No, it's a quiet day.
It's a quiet day. Although the Imaginarium's starting, which is a huge event.
Oh, I thought it started on Friday. Last Friday. I don't know. I could be speaking out of turn. It's starting today.
I saw a video of it, the unveiling.
Okay.
I don't know if it actually started, but according to the program, it's today.
Yep.
And the originator and driving force behind it, Meg O'Halloran, is coming in to talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
At 10 o'clock, I think.
Okay. Busy morning tomorrow. I think there's three or four interviews tomorrow. Yep.
And I found yesterday three was a really good number because it gave me time to recover.
Yep.
Especially from those two comedians that came in. I don't know if you heard the quite disturbing story that one of them told me.
I didn't.
About going to an orgy. And I said to him, is this in the show? And he said, no, this has just happened in my life. And I was like, okay, right. And he either kept saying, are you sure we can talk about this on radio? And I said,
this is big.
Luckily, so we don't have any advertisers to piss off. So you go for it. And we were all just rolling around the floor laughing. I thought that's good. That's how it should be with comedians.
That's good interviewing to be able to get that out of somebody in a very short amount of time.
And well, I mean, his offsider or his whatever comedian sort of pushed him into it, and he kept looking a bit sheepish, like, "Are you sure you want to hear about this on the radio?" And I just thought, I guess comedians have to. I mean, they've got to get some experience from somewhere. And I was like, put that in your show, because we all enjoyed it very much. he was an interesting guy, Thomas Chapman. He didn't really look like a comedian. I don't know what they're supposed to look like, but his sort of energy wasn't like a hilarious human being. But he just had that kind of self-deprecating and quite kind of quick sort of sense of humor. And you know, he said he was at uni doing engineering and failing badly at it. So he decided to become a stand-up comedian. And I guess that's...
And how's that going for him?
Well, it seemed to be all right. I guess your overheads are pretty low if you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I was just saying before, it's sort of hit and miss. You go along, it could be great, it could be terrible. And I suppose that's, you know, I guess having talked to them, it may be more interested to see the show, but I didn't make it in the end. Did you happen to make it down to Fringe After Dark?
No.
Anyway, they're all done. Did you see anything yesterday?
No, apart from Hearty and Mahearties.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about that, because I didn't make it in the end.
It was great. I mean, the weather didn't come to the party.
Pissed down the whole time, didn't
it? Well, it kind of cleared from about 12:30. It was actually really, it got really hot. Mm. So just if that nice weather had come through an hour and a half earlier, it would have been perfect. Mm. We spent a lot of time making masks Lyra, my daughter.
And where was that?
That was in the Rayburn House kind of craft area.
Yep.
And then the mud kitchen was outside, run by Kim and Jamie, which was, there was a lot of natural mud occurring.
Natural mud?
Well, with all of the rain.
Oh, of course, yeah. I saw a picture of a kid stamping in a big puddle, and I thought, yeah.
Yep. So that was cool. And then there was a unicorn, which Lyra was very happy to have seen.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful unicorn. Ridden by a very ethereal-looking woman who was great with kids.
Wow.
What an amazing thing.
Is that her first unicorn?
That is her first unicorn, wow. Yeah, yeah. My first too, funnily enough.
Wow, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one.
No, so no. That's they're rare.
Not a rare one, anyway.
And then we strolled down to Hihioa, and they had a couple of big graffiti boards up, and people were doing that. And then there was a quilt making session, I guess, which was pretty beautiful. Wow. And we had some delicious Fat Boy burgers from Zach.
Nice.
And then obviously was it Mermaid Bait or was the touring band that? So there was Lutz from Company of Giants here was pulling a boat with amps and microphones and everything in it, and the band was amazing. They were playing kind of acoustic or semi-acoustic versions of some of their hits, like Needle Gun.
Ah,
great. Yep. So that was really cool, and the crowd was into it. Some great dress-ups. Everybody dressed up nautically, pirates and sailors. And
wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But it's a shame about the weather. It did keep a lot of people away compared to last time.
Yeah, that's what I thought would happen. But I guess the nautical theme, you know, sort of you just can't let the weather stop you. And did one person I spoke to said they had to keep the parade had to keep stopping because to shelter when the rain started coming
it
was a bit sort of
it was a bit stop progress. Start. Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I've just kind of previewed what's on today and a little bit about what's on tomorrow. Talked about Pachakacha, which is here, and this show Access, which is I think we need to invite all our male friends because it's. Firstly, because it's free,
right.
And it's for putting a subversive lens on the performance of masculinity. So,
so that's an interview tomorrow, is it?
That is an interview with Hamish tomorrow.
Hamish, yeah.
Yep. He will be in. Let me just look him up. He's in at 11:30 tomorrow.
Cool.
But 11 o'clock this morning, you've got Glenn and Mike.
I have coming in for an acoustic set. I'm going to have to organise a couple other microphones.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, let's chuck one more track on from Luna Vela, Luna Vela. I've been quite enjoying it. Have you listened to that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of, a bit New Order-y, a bit, definitely synth pop. Yeah.
Well, I've got a website up that says Dream Pop.
Heard that before. But.
Okay. So I played Elevators because obviously that was that was a nice segue into
Mermaid Bait. There's a great track called 6 out of 10 Friend. I like.
Okay, well let's chuck that one on.
Yeah.
While I extricate myself from the studio and go and earn a few dollars and leave you in Matt's capable hands. And if you like Tim yesterday, my friend Tim did an impromptu drop by the studio. And his reviews, I have to say, were vague at best for the shows that he thought he probably was at. So
he was at the comedy club on Friday.
He believes he was. He said he'd forgotten to eat, and then a couple of those longboarders, McLeod's longboarders, had I think affected his faculties. But anyway, his memory was limited of the night. But so if people are passing by and they want to drop by and drop in the studio, that would be really cool. It's very quiet here at the moment.
It is deathly quiet.
There isn't even the hiss of a coffee machine, unfortunately. okay, so let's chuck 6 out of 10 Friend on, and I will be back on Wednesday morning to take over from Matt. Thanks for standing in for Monday and Tuesday, Matt. That's awesome. And have a great morning, and I look forward to seeing you. I definitely look forward to seeing you at Like Sex at the Octagon Theatre on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Still got tickets to sell, $10 or $15. You can't go wrong. All right, here we go. Talking at me. Yeah.
shade of blue. You see the sky, another shade of blue. She seems unlike another shade of blue. She seems unlike another shade of blue. You see the sky, another shade of blue. She sees the sky, another shade of blue. She seems unlike another shade of blue. She seems unlike another shade of blue. She seems unlike another shade of blue. She sees the sky, another shade of blue. You see the sky, another shade of blue. She sees the sky, another shade of blue.
white, milky white.
Dirty old man, you do your thinking with a one-track mind. You keep talking about heaven glory, but on your face is a different story. Clean up your rap, your story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. You think you slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. Things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game. Same old thing, you never change. Same old game, same old thing. Always rapping about the same old.
Nina Simone and Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter. And before that was Nurse With Wound and Stereo Lab and Simple Headphone Mind. Nice trippy track. So you're on Fringe Radio on Beagle in Whangarei. And you've had Damo this morning. He had to jet off to work and pay the bills. So I'm filling in until noon this morning and also 9 till noon tomorrow. 11 a.m. this morning, we've got Mike and Glenn from Mermaid Bait coming in. They're going to chat about their elevator song show, which is coming up this week, and it'll also play us a few tracks in studio. Hopefully, a couple of acoustic numbers. You might have caught them as part of the travelling band down at Hardy Mahardy's yesterday, all dressed up in their exceptional marine nautical uniforms and an amazing array of musicians and musical instruments. A lot of cowbell going on. So yeah, as Damo talked about, if you are floating around 116 and you feel like having a little chat on air, then do come in and talk about it. We're trying to just generate buzz for Fringe, which is this amazing two-week event that we have got in Whangarei until Sunday of next week, Sunday the 16th. It's a pretty rare opportunity to see some weird and wonderful acts as they come to town, and the prices are ridiculously cheap. It's cheaper to go to a Fringe, most of the Fringe events, than it is to go to the movies, and I can promise you, you'll be more entertained. And everyone's got a bar too, which is a bonus. I'm going to take a track now from an Aussie band, Aussie kind of punk band. It's called Eddy Current Suppression Ring, and the track is That's Inside of Me. We'll be right back.
baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural cause, bomb for yard. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, he's on the swarm. Pray on your college ass, this don't come. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta put the one killer B, and he ain't gonna kill now. Drop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, put cement on the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, jump in, I did that. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Now, since they got issues, keep the feeling and it's laying off. Why, I'm good to stand beside and fall into the roof. Why, I'm a little sad. Why, shimmy y'all, shimmy yeah, shimmy yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Or for the natural charge, bon voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass, this stone bomb. When you even touch my skill, you gotta put the one killer B, and you ain't never kill now. Drop that down, pass all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, always like bam. Jump on stage, and then I bend down.
Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's. gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. Insane, what is insane? And it just ain't fun.
Rage Against the Machine and Maggie's Farm, Bob Dylan cover. You're on Fringe Radio on Beagle, and we are on to day four of Whangarei Fringe 2022. On today at the Imaginarium, which is down on Rust Ave, well, the Imaginarium on Rust Ave, which is, I think you've got to see it to believe it. It's kind of a still life, a moving still life, if that makes any sense, of performers in a shop window just living their life, and you are there as an observer. You can't hear what they're saying, and I'm not sure if they'll interact. Probably a bit like a goldfish bowl, don't bang on the side of it in case you freak the fish out. After that, coming out, a Rainbow Psychodrama Workshop. That's from 6 p.m. And then there are back-to-back shows of Rumour Has It down at Fringe After Dark. Sorry, that's Tom Sainsbury's show. That's at 116. That's tonight from 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. But I understand both of those shows are sold out. There's a sneaky rumour, fittingly, that there may be a couple of door sales being able to be released. It literally is a couple. So you might be in luck if you're desperate to see Tom Sainsbury rocking up to 116. I've just heard, or just had a quick chat to Kip Davis Colley, who is Whangarei born and bred and now living in Wellington. He is a stand-up comedian and will be at Fringe After Dark on the 5th and 6th, that's this week, Wednesday and Thursday. And he will be coming into the studio on Wednesday morning. I'm not sure if he's coming with Hawani, his partner in crime. They are performing Kipling and Hawani's Intense Tiger Fist comedy tour, so that's 6:30 this Wednesday at Fringe After Dark, and then 8 p.m. the following day on Thursday at Fringe After Dark. So it'll be pretty cool to go along and support a local act. Kipling's done pretty well. He's been getting awards in Wellington, and my daughter, who's seen one of his shows, said it's pretty outrageous and well worth seeing. Hoping that the Mermaid Bait guys will be in here shortly. We've got some mics set up for them to listen to them perform some of their acoustic set, and that's to support their Elevator Tour show. That's coming up later this week. We'll take another track now from Jen Kohler, who's an Australian artist, and this one's called Forget Myself.
I was
Sleater Kinney, One More Hour, and before that, Jen Cola. Welcome to Beagle Radio. You're on Fringe Radio every day, 9 till 12, during the Fringe Festival, which started last Friday and is running through to Sunday, October 16. So I don't know how much Damo talked to you about Like Sex. He's probably too modest to talk about the show that he's directing. But the opening night of that is at the Octagon, this Wednesday, 5th of October, from 8 p.m. If you don't know the Octagon, that's on Albury Street, which is at the end of Norfolk Street, which runs parallel to Bank Street. I've actually never been there, embarrassingly, so apparently it's a very intimate little venue, 50-seater. They too have a bar. I don't know why that's a recurring theme. So the piece is by a New Zealand playwright, Joe Nathan, and originally commissioned by Young and Hungry Arts Trust, which is a program to develop up-and-coming New Zealand playwrights, with the support from Playmarket. And Damo took it on only about 6 or 7 weeks ago and pulled the cast together from the crew that Laurel Devinney's running, with, I guess, youth between the ages of kind of 16 and 22, a cohort that that she's taking through, trying to potentially open up pathways for those guys to get into the performing arts. And it's a year-long program with fantastic funding from Creative Communities, Whangarei District Council, Kyle Pai. Good to see our ratepayer money going on the performing arts, he says without any bias. Anyhow, the piece, Like Sex, portrays our first attempts at love and sex and relationships in a real and honest way. The confusion, the complications and the compromises we endure to find out what and who we are into. So it definitely is R16, sexual themes. But it's, from my understanding and in talking to Damo, a pretty extraordinary piece of work. And I know he's loved the process. Nice to see a sparkle in his eyes around it. Excuse me. And he is blown away by the performances of the kids in it, the young people in it, who are really diving into it and throwing themselves into a piece that's pretty edgy. So you really make an effort to support local, to support our rangatahi and also a Whangarei director. Wednesday 5th of October is opening night at the Octagon, 8 p.m. and then that follows with two shows here at 116, Friday the 7th of October at 6:30 p.m. and then the following Wednesday 12th of October at 6:30 p.m. If you want to check out any of the shows in Fringe, then either grab yourself a copy of the amazing Fringe guide or calendar. You can pick them up from 116 and places around town. You can also go on to whangareifringe.co.nz. If you go to the What's On page, you can search either by genre or by day, or if you know the name of the show, by that. And then click on the tile, and that will take you through to the Event Finder site, which has got a blurb about each of the shows and also the ways that you can book them. Ticket prices are ludicrously cheap. So Like Sex, for example, $15 a ticket, $10 concession plus booking fees. So nobody's getting rich as a Fringe artist, but as a community, we either got to support this sort of thing or we miss out. So yeah, I hope you're getting a list together and going with your mates. And it's amazing the number of people you do bump into at each of the events. That's one of the biggest things for me, I think, is us being able to get out there again and just see people. And there's something about going to live theatre in particular, I think you just end up talking to people that you might not have met before, that are really interesting and good to connect with. So I will shut up for a little bit. So I'm going to take a track now from an artist called Mitski, and this one is called Your Best American Girl. Fingers forevermore.
big spoon. You have so much to do, and I have nothing, a little of me. You're the sun.
Shape of dolls.
Brian Jonestown's Massacre, and that track is called Bring Me the Head of Paul McCartney on Heather Mills' Wooden Peg, otherwise known as Dropping Bombs on the White House. That's an appalling name for a track. I just watched that Get Back documentary, actually, 8 hours of that, which was pretty amazing. Good to watch if you got Disney Plus. Okay, it is coming up to 11 o'clock on Fringe Radio on Beagle. Glenn has just arrived in the studio from Mermaid Bait. Mike is on his way shortly, so we'll be having a chat to them about their elevator tour, which is this Saturday, starting at noon, right?
Yep.
And all around town in a series of elevators that you've probably never been in or seen before. And I think you guys are, what, you're playing for 5 odd hours and then you end up at...
Yeah, we'll end up at Astro Boy.
For the...
Around 3-ish, 3.30 or something, and then we'll do a little performance there and then a plug-in electric performance.
Yep, nice. So that will be an amazing day, and that is a koha to the band, and I think you pick them up... where do you guys start? We're going to talk about more about this anyhow, but...
Central Library.
Central Library, yep.
Midday.
Yep. A place Glenn knows very well. So I was just looking at the calendar for Saturday. There are over 30 events around town, which is mind-blowing. Like, that's something you would see in a very large city. And they kick off, I think, from 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, circus workshops, right through to the last performance at Fringe After Dark at 9:30. That's Jack Ansett, and his set's called Triath Loser. So it's an amazing day and easily the biggest day of Fringe 2022. So my advice would just be to come into town and follow your nose and follow the crowds. Okay, we will take one more quick track, 4 or 5 minutes, and then we will be back with Glenn and Mike. This one's called Mountains of Ezcabel by Magdalena.
Like a mountain, trust me. And then I'm so... music anymore now.
Magdalena and Mountains of Escobar. So, Glenn is here. I'm going to get... Come up to the mic, Glenn.
Okay.
So, Glenn is the... I suppose you can't really... Because, you know, it's a democracy. You can't call yourself the leader of Mermaid Bait, but you're definitely front and centre. You're the songwriter and the...
Well, one of the songwriters. And, you know, Mike writes quite a few songs,
yep.
And I would not consider myself the leader. I just do what I'm told.
A true democracy.
Yeah.
You
know, we all, it's a democracy and none of us are happy.
That's a sign of a perfect deal, isn't it, where nobody's happy?
I think so.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Maybe not.
So, tell me about the elevator tour. Where... I mean, you guys are... Look, you've seen Mermaid Bait, if you've seen them. You guys are an eccentric band, and I mean that in the nicest possible sense.
Thank you. I wasn't sure how to take that.
No, I do. You are. You've got an amazing sense of humour as a band, as well as amazing music and fantastic live performances. So where did the elevator tour concept come up from?
I don't remember exactly, except we have this big imaginary book of ideas in our practice space.
An imaginary book?
Imaginary book. And the general thing is we're very rock and roll. We usually start a practice with a cup of tea.
And
we sit around and talk a lot of rubbish. And out of that, someone will say something stupid and we'll go, we'll put that in the book.
Right.
And since actually we've had the Fringe Festival, it's been a great one for generating lots of ideas. Like we go, well, here's a great Fringe idea. How about we, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And somewhere out of that, the idea of elevator music, Muzak.
Yes.
I don't know. Let's do a concert in a elevator.
Right.
No. Let's do a tour of elevators. Let's go on a world tour. And then maybe that got scaled back to just let's do a tour of Whangarei elevators.
Well, it could blow up and it could become a world tour of elevators.
Just the start.
So how does it work? Because in my mind I'm imagining the band jammed in an elevator and there's a, I don't know, maybe an audience at the bottom. You guys are going up and down? Or
yeah, I think so. Well, this is the big thing. We're not 100% sure how this is going to work. But we've got... We did manage to have a rehearsal in an elevator,
right.
And we can all fit in.
Okay.
We've all got acoustic instruments. Dave's got minimal drums.
Yes.
That's Mike calling.
He's at the front door, is he?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
Possibly, I don't know. I just cancelled him.
Do you want to go and see if it's him at the front door?
I can go and see if
it's
Mike.
I can talk crap for...
All right.
I'm good at talking crap. Right. So, yeah, as we talked about, if you don't know Mermaid Bait, they are... Well, I'm utterly biased, but they are Whangarei's best band. They fully original, write their own music, and they invariably wear fantastic outfits, usually op shop suits, two and three piece suits. Oh, Mike's just arrived. Yeah. Kia ora, bro.
Been out waiting outside for hours.
Oh, yeah. yeah, I'm just talking about what an amazing band you guys were.
Which band are we talking about again?
Mermaid Bait, not to be confused with Dolphin Food.
I'm really looking forward to the maybe next Fringe Festival. Food are a
mic's on.
Oh,
yep,
sweet, great,
wonderful band, upcoming
band. Yeah. Just early stages, embryonic. So we were talking about the elevator tour. So yeah, you guys are all going to squeeze into an elevator somehow. How many of you in this version of Mermaid Bait?
Five
of you. So, Mike, Glenn, Dave, Ursula...
Torsten.
Oh, Torsten. Cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we can all fit in.
Yep.
And then I imagine we'll do some performances in the elevator,
yep.
Some outside the elevator,
yep.
Maybe a combination of different members in and out of the elevator, people going up in the elevator.
Yep.
I mean, people might want to take a ride with us. You know, we'll be able to fit maybe two people in the elevator with us. I don't know. It's a bit of a squeeze. You know, and so you could get a personal concert, or we might just do it outside the elevator.
Right. Right.
We're hoping a cleaning lady might join us or something like that.
Nice.
Or,
Yeah. Well, you guys are very responsive to your audience, so I imagine you'll just
see how it goes. Yeah. I mean, look, there might be nobody turns up. It might just be us.
I got a feeling there'll be a few turning up. Yeah. And so have you got an elevator route? Do you know where you're going, roughly?
Yep. Okay. So starting at the library at 12, we'll be there for about half an hour.
Okay.
Central Library.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's nice because there's only one floor in the library, so you're not going to be going.
Well, we'll try and find that secret floor or the basement, you know.
Oh, is there a basement?
No, there's not.
We'll make one.
That was part of the that went in the book, you know. Add another floor to the library in the basement so we can make it a better tour. So we go there, then we go to the Quest, you know, but that little arcade on the way to Farmers.
Yep.
There's an elevator there, which one thing we've discovered about elevators is that many of them aren't working and many of them are unreliable. We've had a few, please don't use that elevator. Someone was in there for 4 hours and
the one in the Quest building only works from the floor that you're on. So if you
do you need a swipe card or something?
No, it's just like if you're say on the ground floor and it's on the third floor, it won't come to you. You have to
That's not
but
by design.
You can go
I
down
guess.
To the ground floor and then up to the third floor. That could be interesting.
Apparently, the is it the New Zealand women's rugby team staying in the Quest?
Oh, are they?
So we're hoping to
get
them.
Bit of fan base. Yep.
Nice. Yep. Nice. I know there's a couple of teams out at the coast too, out at Oceans. Okay. So then to the Quest. So are you touring in between? Are you playing?
No, I think we'll just move, set up, and then we'll go to Farmers. Farmers kindly gave us permission to use their elevator.
Where's the? I know the escalator.
Somewhere in the men's section on the ground floor.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
If you're looking for some undies or socks, if you're a man, I'm not sure what's on the upper floor. It's kind of the
appliances,
crockery,
and games, and kids' wear.
It's on the left hand side if you're going from the Quest. Anyway,
okay,
it's kind of tucked away there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we're going to sort of probably focus on the escalators there, I think.
Yeah.
Nice. That would be fun.
Should be.
Up and down. Okay, Farmers then to...
Event Cinema after that.
Okay.
That's got a real cool space downstairs. Mm. Like just an unusual corner, like a little pocket.
Mm. Right, so it's not the car park elevator, because that often smells of urine.
We couldn't find the car park elevator. Oh. People have said maybe we should have used our nose. We just had... people said, no, don't go there.
We found the stairwell because I kind of thought it was there, but I don't think I've ever used that one.
The other one's
me, like with the carpeted walls, like Asian-style carpet on the walls. And
mirrors?
Stuff. Didn't notice any mirrors. Okay. Maybe on the ceiling.
Nice. Event Cinema, then...
Then we're going to... Amber's Kitchen, you know, formerly.
Yeah. So that's the old
Tiffany's.
Yeah, that's Tiffany's. Yeah, yeah.
There's
an
elevator on the street level by the pharmacy there.
Yep.
Maybe we'll do something.
By Orr's Pharmacy.
We'll do a little something there.
Yeah.
Then we're going to descend downstairs.
Nice.
Using the stairs, unfortunately, because we haven't had time to add a basement level to
actually going to add one there, though, because I spoke to Amber.
Fantastic.
Yesterday, and she said that they're looking into going into the basement, so for next year.
Excuse me.
Is it true that we're doing, because of the tour, they said, well,
people just adding a five-year plan. Over town.
It's really, really good of them.
It's kickstarting the local economy.
Yeah.
And is Amber's Kitchen open on Saturday?
We hope so.
Okay, good, good.
And there's a cool little space there which used to be Music Hall in the late 60s.
That's right, yes. I can't remember the late 60s.
Okay. I don't know when it moved to the Strand.
I remember Music
Hall
there.
That was apparently the place to be in the 60s, was downstairs, so we'll do a little show in there.
Put some vibe back in there, yep.
And then Strand Arcade.
Yep.
The elevator
that goes up to...
Not working.
Is that the old Lit Cafe?
Robert Harrison Lit, I think.
Yep. So that elevator's not working?
But we're going to do a little performance in front of the elevator.
In front of it.
That's a nice glass elevator.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Glass, yeah.
And it's not working. What a shame. Visually, that would be stunning.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's going to be visually stunning.
All it will be.
With us involved.
It will be. So Strand and then to... This is a big tour already.
Astro Boy.
It's massive.
And then Astro Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got a nice tiny little service lift out the back.
By the stairs.
They do too.
We'll do something out there. And
okay.
got to finalise how we're going to do our...
It's about 3 feet high, that service lift.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one.
Yep, and you definitely won't get the full band on there.
Yeah, we'll try.
You will.
Yeah, we'll fit 5 of us on there.
Jeez, health and safety.
I reckon.
I hope WorkSafe aren't listening. I'm concerned about that one.
They are often...
It's not far to fall, though, 3 feet.
The Five Eyes are monitoring this all the time. You realise
that? They
will be.
They will be. Subversive crew, you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you plug in at Astro Boy and you're going to do a full chunky mermaid bait set.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the idea.
Nice. And you mentioned visually, costumes?
We're just going to suit up, I think, really. Yeah. We're hoping to have some tour t-shirts made.
Nice.
Specifically for the tour. We've had two designs put out there by a very esteemed local artist.
Can you mention their name? Or
Hamish.
Oh, Hamish Aker Brown, who did the fringe design, the fringe t-shirts, exactly, which you would have seen.
The one and only. Yep. So we're very fortunate.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so they'll be collector's items.
They will be collector's items.
You just jogged my memory, actually. That was in the initial idea of why should we do an elevated tour.
It was based on the t-shirt.
The t-shirt. You know when you get a band?
Let's work backwards from the t-shirt.
I've still got my AC/DC Mistress for Christmas tour t-shirt, you know, and it lists the dates mistresses on the back. Well, yeah, there wasn't enough space for that. It's only a small t-shirt. But they, you know, it's got Orlando, Florida, you know.
Right.
Got
all yeah.
So that's what we were thinking, you know. Nice. So we want... Yeah, actually, I could reveal soon. I've got my homemade elevator t-shirt on.
Did you bring that?
Reveal?
Yeah. Wow.
This is where radio just doesn't do things justice. Yeah. So Glenn has taken off his nice. What colour would you call that sweater? Kind of burnt orange.
Burnt orange. Burnt is a good orange sweater. Yeah.
Oh, he's taken off his second shirt now. Green.
It's got a mermaid bait logo on the front.
Here we go. Mermaid bait. It's got the twin tail mermaid logo that you would have seen. On the back, Mermaid Bait Elevator Tour 2022 Library, Quest, Farmers, what is that one? Oh, Cinema, Strand, Astro Boy.
Fantastic. And I forgot to write the kitchen one on.
Right, Amber's Kitchen.
Amber's Kitchen, yeah.
Right.
He's renowned for his good memory.
Yeah, but anyway, this was produced, and then fortunately, Hamish came to the rescue.
Said, I can help you.
Yeah, you're in need of some help.
Oh, that's brilliant. So, okay, so it's set in stone then. You're not going to, like, change the order or...
No, we're going to put on Facebook so people, because 4 hours...
You can drop
people might want to come for a bit, go away,
see
another show and catch up with us later. So that was kind of the idea there.
Yep, and you're encouraging the audience to dress up, presumably?
If they want to, yeah, definitely.
I think I want to.
Dressed as your favourite.
Oh, you could bring your old suit, your old manager's suit.
Because last time I did wear that, I split it basically from here, from my belt, to just below my tailbone.
And you haven't fixed it yet?
I have fixed it. My mother-in-law fixed it. But that was 3 or 4 years ago, and lockdown wasn't kind to me in a lot of ways in regards to eating and drinking. So I have yet to shed that weight. So it may be a struggle. I definitely won't fit the waistcoat. Yeah, we're talking about...
This is that purple suit, eh?
Yeah, that's a great suit. I think...
Is it purple?
Crimson-y purple. In the right light, it's purple.
Yeah.
I think that's a risk worth taking.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be really disappointed if you don't wear it. So you're coming then?
Oh, I'm definitely there. Yeah. They will look like chaps, though. And that's not pretty on anybody. Chaps were a time and a place.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're hoping to have a bellboy as well. Did we mention a bellboy?
Yeah, we've got a bellboy.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if people interact in some way.
Well, I don't think
by joining in or...
you tend to force audience participation in the nicest way.
I have freaked out a few librarians already about songs we'll sing them as they walk past, because it is a working elevator, so they are potentially going to have to take trolleys of books up the up in the elevator.
Which just adds to it.
Yeah, none of them want to do it, of course, but we'll force them to.
You have to. Are you documenting the day?
We are, yeah. Cool. Luckily, we're very fortunate to have Papa Nui filming us.
Nice.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Brilliant.
And possibly there'll be other people as well, but yeah. Pops is going to do the thing for us.
Oh, hopefully there'll be a bit of some live streaming going on too.
Yeah, there's always that. Yeah.
And in terms of material, any new stuff we're going to hear on the tour?
Yeah, we do have a new song, which I don't know which order this happened, we've got a song called Elevator Riders. But I don't know if that song
came first. That's my memory of it.
Because Matt was asking where the origin of the Elevator Tour came from, and I can't really. I just mentioned our ideas book and how it came. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
The major ideas book.
Some things just come out of the ether, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like that. Same with the Elevator Riders song. It was just a jam that just fell out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
How the hell we started singing about Elevator Riders, I've got no idea where that came from. It's quite.
No,
that's how you guys work.
It's good.
So, you're going to play some tunes for us?
Yeah, we'll try. Yeah, we've never done this before. We'll give it a go.
Do you want me to play a track while he gets set up? Yeah,
play a track or two and we'll sort out and tune up and figure out how it's going to work.
Righty ho. So, we'll come back and how long do we need? How long a track do we need?
Not long. Three, four minutes. Standard, 3.5 minutes.
Righto. Okay.
Country song then?
Right, a bit of country and western. All right, we'll take What's the Altitude from Cut Chemist, 4:24.
Oh, that's perfect.
get
an extra minute.
Get you in the mood, and we'll return with the acoustic Mermaid Bait with Mike and Glenn.
Could ever really last forever, but if you try, girl, we can do some things. She gave me headphones, said, have you heard this sound? I think I've heard this one is totally underground. I wouldn't let her go then, she wouldn't let me go. Just ask the neighbors, man, it's unbelievable. I play the morning rising, she played the setting sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. What's with the attitude? And she said it's alright. So what's the altitude? I said it's out of sight. Without abandon, we dance, we party all night. We party all night. We party all night. We party all night.
Along with the meme machine.
We made the perfect day when we played the night sun. She said she couldn't stay when her night had just begun. She wanted me to know what she didn't know herself. Said I was one of my brothers. Hey now, that's something else. We played a vocal mission to play the cosmic sky. How can we make the distance? You've always known my eye. We're letting people know what we now know ourselves. Now we are one among others. Hey now, that's something else. She gave me headphones, said, have you heard this sound? You know I've heard this one, girl. Let's get out of town. This love is like a drug and we bonded chemically. We're letting you know better, living along through chemistry.
Y'all ready to party?
Radio on Beagle. We are just about to start a live acoustic set with Glenn and Mike from Mermaid Bait. So anything you want to say? You're just going to kick in?
Oh, I'm just going to play a few songs. And cool. The first one we're going to play is Big and Dog.
Here we go.
Black leather strap, slap bingo on the booty in the back room. Pink-eyed ladies sipping sweet lemonade in the front room. Your delicious mess comes drifting on the wind. I have to be someplace, but I don't remember when. I'm gonna get some, because I want some. I'm gonna have some, because I need some. Snap your fingers and I'll come crawling. Just snap your fingers and I'll come crawling. Just snap your fingers and I'll come crawling. Like a begging dog. Like a begging dog. Ow. Like a begging dog. Ow. Ow. Like a begging dog. Tapping on my old sash window. I got a million different ways that I should tell you where to go. But them big ocean eyes and the witchetty lies in your hairdo. Got me acting, saying things that I really don't want to. I'm gonna get some, because I want some. I'm gonna have some, ooh, 'cause I need some. Snap your fingers and I'll come crawling.
snap your fingers and I'll come crawling like a begging dog.
Oh, roof.
Like a begging dog.
That's outstanding. that is so good and entirely appropriate for Beagle Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never thought of that.
I just assumed that's what you were doing.
Of course it was, yeah. It's all part of the master plan. All about Beagle.
Magnificent. Okay, you got another one for us?
Yeah. Elevator Riders. We'll try Elevator Riders.
So this is a newbie?
Yeah, and it's going to sound a little different without all the other instruments.
Okay, and it's never been heard before?
Hey, sweeties.
Never been heard before. Oh, we did play a little bit on the loop yesterday, but okay. No one would have known.
Okay, so...
It's in the dark part of the loop.
World premiere. You're hearing it first here on Fringe Radio, on Beagle Radio. This is Elevator Riders by Mermaid Bait.
For a second here if we can, Matt, and we'll bring you in here for the backing vocals.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like a bit of a call and response as we go up and down the elevator. So all you have to do is, if I go a floor, like first floor, you say, here we go now.
Here we go now.
Second floor, we slow down.
Okay.
Third floor, we come to a stop.
So here we go now, we slow down, we come to a stop.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Should we give it a go right away while it's fresh?
Yep.
Okay. One, two, three. First floor.
Here we go now.
Second floor. We slow down. Third floor. We come to a stop. Mirrors on the ceiling and there's carpet on the walls. Chromium shining brilliantly. Standing silently, obediently. The girl in the corner looks suspicious. What is it that she's clutching in her bag? The suit right in front of me. It's wishes he was someplace else, like home in bed. Elevator rides, need elevator riders. 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 First floor,
here we go now.
And second floor,
we slow down.
Third floor, we come to a stop. And so people get off. Get out on the sixth floor.
I think that's a good place to leave.
That's fantastic. Were some of those lyrics made up on the spot?
Not really, okay. But I haven't finalised the lyrics 100%. So
I just noticed we were talking about the cinema elevator, which had portable carpet and a mirror.
Yes,
on the ceiling.
I just was imagining what an elevator was like, and that's what I was thinking. Yeah, the mirrors on the ceiling, carpet on the walls,
chromium
shining chromium brilliantly, shining.
Yeah. And the suit feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. What is the suit doing? I've been trying to think. There's always a suit in an elevator, but...
There is. And they are uncomfortable, invariably. They don't like emotion, people in suits.
Right.
Why not?
No, they don't. They hate it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, well they could come into that. It's a good one.
Perfect. Is that
looking uncomfortable? That's cool.
Perfect. Yeah. So that
will... It'll change on the day. There'll be responses to what's going on.
There will be. Yeah. And I imagine definitely. That song will go be played a number of times. It seems kind of compulsory to play at every new venue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That would probably be the most played song of the day.
It's a bit like the Hardy and Me Hardy's parade. A lot of the songs were played many times.
Over and over. Yeah. Well, it's location specific, isn't it? All about context. So, look, that's two. I don't want to push you guys because I know you kind of keep your powder dry for Saturday. Do you want to do another one?
We can do another one, but we talked about another one, but I've forgotten.
We talked about Drink the Drunk.
Should we try it?
Do you want to do that?
Oh, we'll give it a whirl.
Righto. Yeah.
This is called Drink the Drunk. Some dreams, they come in with the tide. Some dreams, they come in with the tide. Some dreams float right by, but some dreams come in with the tide. Fair winds and no surprises is what we're looking for. Something beyond the horizon is what we're looking for. We keep one eye on the weather and one hand ship in case she pitches and rolls. We keep one eye on the weather and one hand for the ship in case she pitches and rolls. Spend all day doing nothing, with no wind to fill our sails. All day doing nothing, with no wind to fill our sails. So I tied my rope in knots and whittled all my stick away. Tied my rope in knots and whittled all my stick away. So we open up the rum and take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. So we open up the rum and take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. Like ships on the horizon sailing by, like ships on the horizon sailing by, so we open up the rum and take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. So we open up the
take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. So we open up the rum and we take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. So we open up the rum and we take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. Oh, we open up the rum and we take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. Well, we open up the rum and we take a little sip while we wait for the wind to blow. Ah, we drink, 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 and we get drunk, 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 drunk while we wait for the wind to blow. Ah, we drink, 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 and we get drunk, 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 drunk while we wait. For the wind to blow.
Outstanding. Payday's best band. Mermaid Bait, Glenn and Mike, acoustic in Beagle Radio. I don't know what to say. I've got tingles. Aww. Fantastic. Loved it. So the boys and the girls of Mermaid Bait are playing the Elevator Tour this Saturday, starting off at the library from noon, travelling around Whangarei's best elevators and not necessarily functioning elevators. Whatever it takes.
It's irrelevant.
If there's an elevator, we'll play it. And then they are ending up at Astro Boy around 3?
Let me check, but I think around 3 to 3:30. 3:30,
it's Mermaid Bait, so it's loose. Anything could happen.
And look out for the Facebook. Yeah, 3:15, we're saying from 3:15. But it's going to be approximate. Well, and we'll update on Facebook, so if people look at the Mermaid Bait Facebook page.
Okay. They'll find where you are.
I hope so. And I don't know if they'll hear where you are. Yeah.
Right. So get yourself into town. As we said before, Saturday is a massive day for Fringe. Biggest day of the festival. What, Mike, while you're here, we should just talk about the Imaginarium just quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mike's probably the busiest artist in Fringe 2022.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You're up there, my friend. You're working every day. And I notice all of your events are either koha or free. So you're not making a fortune out of Fringe. Incredibly busy. The Imaginarium, so that's at outside MD Gallery. You guys are inside MD Gallery.
In the gallery, yep. Yeah. We had the unveiling last night.
Yep.
And it looks amazing.
Cool.
And the first show is tonight from about 3:30.
Yep. Until
late.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, MD Gallery, so that's on Rust Ave, just under the railway bridge, beside DeLuca Cafe, opposite McCoy and Tom Sports. You guys are doing I described it before as still lifes. But don't tap the glass like you would
still
with the
goldfish. Still life with movement.
Still life with movement. That's pretty much what I said. So we can't hear you.
You'll just be able to. It's like but muffled.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But it's very visual.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be some weird shit happening.
Performance art. Yeah. At its finest.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. And so that's.
There's different people in each slot. There's some kind repeats, The schedule's in the window, and it will be up online somewhere.
Okay, cool. And that's going every night from tonight until the close of Fringe, is it?
Yep, till the Sunday.
Wow. Amazing.
Every night.
Fantastic. And can people, if they want to, contribute to the performers in terms of some koha or...
Sure, yeah, I'm sure.
There'll be a little bucket somewhere.
put a bucket out.
But interaction... No, not
again. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's totally going to be...
See what happens.
It's going to evolve. But if people are watching, they can do what they want. They can...
Nice.
Try and evoke some kind of a... Or provoke response. Some kind of a response. Yeah, they can try. And some people are going to kind of go for a response as well. So it's...
Okay.
Yeah. You know, depending on the performer.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh, I see. Okay. Performer response from the audience.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. All right, that was Mermaid Bait, and as we said before, this Saturday from noon at the Whangarei Public Library, the new library, touring Whanganui's best elevators. Okay, it's impossible to follow that, so I'm just going to put on something while I gather myself. This is a track from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, called Over and Over Again.
I'm a friend.
Maybe I'll never die. I'll just keep growing younger with you, and you'll grow younger too. Now it seems too lovely to be true, but I know the best things always do. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend.
Righto, that was Melbourne band Halo. Black Cab and a track called Halo. Before that, of Montreal, Wraith Pinned to the Mist of something or other. And before that, Clap Your Hands Over and Over Again. And prior to that was Mermaid Bait with three amazing in-studio tracks. I've got a cool video of that, which I will send to them, which I'm sure they will distribute as they see fit. So just reminding you all, this Saturday, Mermaid Bates will begin their elevator tour at the Whangarei Public Library at noon, and then they're travelling around town and then finishing up at Astro Boy on Bank Street, which is kind of towards the bottom end of Bank Street beside the old town hall that's under wraps still. And they'll be there from about 3:15 playing a plugged-in set until around 5, so that'll be a lovely way to spend your Saturday. And the Imaginarium kicks off tonight outside Megan Dickinson Gallery on Rust Ave, just beside the railway bridge. That is performance art. Sounds like it might be responsive, with the performers potentially trying to interact with audience members. So that kicks off about 3:30 tonight and goes until late. And that's just a revolving cast of performers doing some pretty out there stuff by the sounds of it, so that'll be well worth watching. You're on Beagle Radio, this is Fringe Radio, I'm Matt, and tomorrow Damo will be returning, and we will be, I know, it'll be me again tomorrow actually, I've got a bunch of interviews I think, of various performers, and Fringe Radio runs right through every day, 9 till noon, until the final day, October 16th, which is a Sunday. Thank you for listening, everybody. Please get out and support Whangarei Fringe. Get yourself one of the cool calendar booklets. They are available at 116 and I think various places around town like the library. And also you can go online to whangareifringe.co.nz. Go to the What's On page and every event in Fringe is there. You can search by genre, date or by name. Click on the tile and that will take you through to the Event Finder site where you can book your tickets. Remember, there's a bunch of free stuff too with this Fringe, and if it is ticketed, then it is incredibly reasonable and great value for money. So thanks for listening, have a good day, and we will take a track just to finish before we return to the playlist. This is, what have we got? I was just about to play Bad Jelly the Witch by Spike Milligan. You can tell my playlist is set up for kids. Right, this is the Vaseline's and a track called Son of a Gun.
Run and run the bottom over again. Gun, gun, son of a gun. You are the only one to know one.
quickly, honestly, the last time I will talk today. Damo's just sent me through the interview list tomorrow. It sounds like I'm going to be very busy. From 9 a.m. we've got Matt DeBoer and Kim Newell. They're talking about Climate Imaginaries, which will be at WAM, the Whangarei Art Museum, Thursday, October 13th. It's described as an experimental improvised sound and visual projection performance with Matt and Kim exploring themes around the climate crisis, future transitions and transformations. That's entirely free, lasts for an hour and a half. That'll be amazing. And then